On the line now, I have Anne Kearney from Age and Opportunity. Good afternoon, Anne. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very well, thanks.
I was just saying, looking at it, the Altona Festival 2017 and going back to when it started, and it's been a wonderful evolvement, I can call it that, of a wonderful organisation over the years, hasn't it? The way it has evolved,
yeah.
and sort of lengthened and everything to do with it. It's wonderful. Give us an overview of... Bealtaine, some of our listeners.
Yep, so Bealtaine is the festival that celebrates the arts and creativity as we age. So it's about encouraging older people to engage with the arts and with culture, but also about challenging views of older people and older artists, supporting older artists. So there's a number of kind of aims for the festival. It started in 1996, so... that was the inaugural festival, but there was activity in 1995 as well, so this is actually mm-hmm. the 22nd year of the festival, and it's grown to become something that's not just run by Age and Opportunity, run the Bealtaine Festival, and we organise a number of events, but also communities organise their own Bealtaine events. So during the whole month of May, there are thousands of events happening throughout the country, and pretty much every county in Ireland is having Bealtaine events. It can range from the local library, the county council, arts officers organising events. It can also be a local active retirement group or a local book club. I mean, the variety of groups and people and types of event are phenomenal. So it's a really, really exciting festival.
It's wonderful. And as I said at the outset, that the way it has grown as well over the 22 years, as you mentioned, I mean, gone countrywide as well. I don't think it was countrywide when it initiated. The genesis of it.
It would have started really, I suppose, like a lot of things, it starts in, you know, in Dublin, and there would have been activities a little bit throughout the country, but not the number that we have mm-hmm. to date. I mean, last year we estimate that about 100,000 people took part, and there were hundreds of events, hundreds of partners that organised events throughout the counties. So the number of partners that, and by partners I suppose we mean people who are organising, you know, their own events, because they partner with us and make the festival possible, that number has grown hugely, and the number of actual events has also grown. So yeah, it's and every year it's growing, so it's great to see people obviously enjoy it and want to take part, and each year more and more people are getting on board. So yeah,
and I think as well that some of the things that's happening in the festival, a lot of our senior citizens as well that retired and maybe sitting around gets involved in Bealtaine, sees what's involved, and takes up an activity, I should say, and not really realizing. I mean, it could be painting, it could be anything, and they never realizing they had the talent in them.
That's it. I mean, sometimes you just have to try something to find whether or not it's you know, you like it, and I guess that's what Bealtaine is about. I mean, as Age and Opportunity, we would say to people year round, you know, try new things, and older people should be given opportunities to try new things and engage with the arts throughout the year. But Bealtaine, I guess, is the time when we celebrate it. A lot of these groups would be doing this all year round, but they might hold special events for Bealtaine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, like, some of the groups will be doing something that they have always done, and then they do it every year. And for other people, it's about going along to, say, a dance workshop. We had a lovely dance workshop at the very start of the festival in the lab, or in Dance House in the city centre. And older people, you know, some of them were coming every week, and some people just came for the first time to try dance. And I think it's the same with events throughout the country. People are going to craft workshops, painting workshops, creative writing workshops. We have a really nice play that is taking place it's touring the country. It's called Creaking. And last night it was in Dreacht, and I went along to see it. And I know tonight that it's in Axis in Ballymun at 7 p.m. But the really nice thing about it is that Geraldine Plunkett is in it as the main character, Rita. But the rest of the cast are all volunteer performers. So they're from that community. They come to the theatre that day. They work with the team there, and then they perform that night.
Okay, that's
so some of those people will never have tried performance before. For others, maybe they're in a local group, but for some, it will be the first time that they do something, and it's an exciting but also a scary experience. But it's a really great show. I thoroughly enjoyed it last night, and if anyone can pop along, to Axis in Ballymun tonight, I'd definitely suggest it as one of the really good events that's happening in the city at the moment.
Okay, and Geraldine Pluggett, I think she's playing a biggish part in Fair City at the moment, isn't she?
She is, yes. She manages to multitask.
Yeah, she's a wonderful actress. Yeah. But when you were talking there about everything, it just came to mind that the skills that people sort of share and swap and all this sort of thing, it's sort of, I imagine a lot of organisations out there have taken the lead from Beltane, like the Men's Shed, and that's the men's organisation, but also a lot of women organisations have started up. Everything sort of emanated from Beltane, I think.
Well, I suppose, I mean, a lot of these groups are doing, they're doing a range of activities. So we would work, I mean, Active Retirement Ireland have groups around the country, and they would do Beltane events as well. And they would also, we have another program called Go for Life, which is a physical activity program for older people, and they will be doing that. So it's kind of like an umbrella that allows them to, you know, to support kind of these events. And you know, if you have a festival, it then encourages people to organize something, say, for that festival. But a lot of them are meeting weekly, but it I guess it's there to inspire people and to support them and give them ideas, but really the ideas are also coming from the communities themselves. And it's amazing, you know, like every year we're excited to see the different events that people will actually come up with and what is happening in the local community. So for us as well, the events we organize ourselves, you know, they're growing year on year, but it's also really exciting to have a look at the when people register with us to see what different ideas they're coming up with.
I suppose as well, Anne, that I mean, the thing that's talked about a lot now is that the aging of people now, people are living much, much, much longer, which makes the importance of Beltane being there even more important.
Absolutely. We are all living longer, which is great. I mean, we view it in a very positive way because we think that older people have, you know, can make an amazing contribution to society. So we need to look at how we can facilitate that to ensure that they get to make that contribution and that they have opportunities to participate fully. So whether that's through sport and physical activity in the Go for Life program or arts and culture and creativity in our Beltane festival. So I think it makes for a better society for everyone, and that's what we seek to do each year, is to kind of challenge the traditional notions of ageing and to look at how we can support people to ensure that they get those opportunities to take part in these events. Because indeed, I think for any age, it's important to be engaged and to be active.
Yeah, I think what you said there, the importance of the mental and physical activity as you get older, it's actually vital for people and to get involved, as well as the interaction and the socialization of everybody as well. That's good integration with other people as well. That's everything is all important for a healthy lifestyle.
What we hear from older people quite a lot is that they really love intergenerational projects. So they don't necessarily want to just go to events where there are people of their own age. And I think, I mean, a lot of us of any age might say that. It's really interesting to meet other people of different generations, of different experiences, so that you can learn from them and that enriches your life. And a lot of the projects that happen are intergenerational as well. So it's not just a festival. It's about celebrating the arts and creativity as we age, but it's not something that older people go to, you know. People of all ages can attend the events. We have, you know, a number of really interesting intergenerational projects happening throughout the country where younger children are going into care settings or vice versa and sharing that kind of knowledge. Storytellers going to schools. So, you know, that's what it's about. It's about all of us kind of working to celebrate the arts and creativity as we age. It's not a festival for older people, and you know, we really want to stress that there's so many exciting events taking place that anyone of any age can attend.
And young people, as I found with having a lot of young people in learning skills and hobbies and sort of games that people play, that all these things that were lost all through the years, and especially even more so with the age of technology. So things have moved on quite a bit, and it's not that these little crafts and things disappear. It's important for the integration of young and old as well, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. We don't want to lose that because, you know, I think there's a resurgence as well. People are more interested now in, you know, technology is brilliant and allows us to do a lot of things, but people are getting more interested in trying, you know, other to escape from technology for a time. and to look at the other kind of crafts and skills that are out there.
Okay.
Not to lose that.
Okay, well, we'll use technology for the time being for people to get all the information on age and opportunity. Age and opportunity.ie.
Yeah.
It has its uses. It has its uses.
It does indeed.
Okay, always a pleasure talking to you, Anne, and good luck with the rest of the festival. Thank you very much for talking to
us. Thanks very much.